Diaspora is a group of people whose origins are similar but now moved out and lived in other places in the world. It sometimes also refers to involuntarily movement of people from homeland. One example of diaspora in the Interpreter of Melodies is Bori Ma in the story called A Real Derwin. Bori Ma is a refugee who came from Bengali. She came to Calcutta from the east border of Bengali. East Bengali refugees as the immigration followed the partition of Bengal, which divided the British Indian Bengal province based on the Red Cliff line between India and Pakistan. These refugees were mostly Bengali Hindus. Bori Ma in the story insisted that she had come to Calcutta on a bullock cart for some days, which is a lie that she would repeat tirelessly to the residents in the building. She repeats, "Believe me, don't believe me." As an immigrant, she barely tells her life in Bengali and sometimes would contradict herself. She describes the journey to Calcutta as a grief. As one of the diasporas, I believe the reason for her to lie about how she came to Calcutta and how nice the wedding of her daughter was is that she feels rootless. As a Bengali Hindu, Pakistan is no more welcoming her, but people live in Calcutta consider her as an outsider. So when the public basin disappears, people suspect her because she is homeless and often tells lies. Her daughter marries a local husband in Calcutta, so she keeps talking about the wedding, feeling like she is also a host in this place. She is satisfied with her position as a Derwin, a gatekeeper, because it makes her feel like she is part of this building and can determine things going on. All the complaints of her past and lies about her life gives her a sense of belonging. Although Bori Ma considers herself as a part of the building, the residents are still distinguishing her from themselves. From the podcast, Jhumpa Lahiri's struggle to feel as an American. Lahiri says people will immediately realize the accent of my parents and they will assume that my parents could not speak English and talk to me. People in A Real Derwin consider Bori Ma as a person who does not know how to speak Bengali, in other words, a foreign national who is not part of them. No one doubted that she was a refugee. The accent in her Bengali made that clear. In my definition of being an American, related to my experience and background, I think is to have American characteristics. Jhumpa Lahiri mentions even after she applied for citizenship, she still does not feel being fully as an American. I have the same kind of opinion with her. The Indian culture and Chinese culture, which I came from, are cultures that last for thousands of years. I finished primary and middle school in China. I learned that my original culture is very inclusive and attracting. So I never had a problem with assuring my identity. I am Chinese, though I spent nearly half of my life so far in America. I barely have any sense of belonging. But at the same time, I am very different from my friends who are growing up in China, and this is the consequence of assimilation. I sometimes think that I am a part of Americans and some part of Chinese. The consequence is positive. I have perspectives to speak for both sides, even though there are a lot of frictions and conflicts going on in the relation of the two countries. Besides, I have a Chinese culture club at Lamar, which is intended to reduce biases and communicate with those students who are interested. Like Jhumpa Lahiri reveals in her story, no one doubted she was a refugee. The accent in her Bengali made that clear. When some people look at me, they will see my physical traits. They will distinguish me from themselves. This is my experience how Lahiri's story could apply in real life. But I will not act like Bori Ma to seek for a certification of being someone, because I think that a trend of the world which is now being in a phase of changing is that young people should be less nationally and more globally for a sustainable future. Thank you for listening.